Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Mem Beis. We are holding on daf Mem Aleph of Mem Beis. We are at Hanicha L'Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha, just a few lines, four lines from the end of the page, on daf Mem Aleph of Mem Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Leah Shalom, and it is also sponsored by the virtual Halacha program, a program under the auspices of Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, geared toward working professionals to learn halacha at a high level with a smicha option. Visit vhalacha.com for more information about the new zman. So what we're going to talk about today is we're continuing in the sugya of shlichus. So we're going to discuss, we discussed yesterday what the source of the concept of shlichus is, and today we're going to discuss whether we in fact have the correct source for shlichus when it comes to kachim. Is there perhaps another possibility of where we learn shlichus when it comes to kachim, and what other halachos we learn from the very same pasuk that we learn from shlichus when it comes to kachim. Then the Gemara is going to discuss a discussion about zechiyah lo adam shelo befanav, which also may be a form of shlichus. And the Gemara is going to explain the drasha of Rav from the pasuk about chalukas haaretz in a couple of different ways. And then the Gemara is going to discuss an apotropos and the dinim of an apotropos that divides up an estate for yisomim, because in a certain sense he too is a shliach. The Gemara is then going to discuss brothers who divide an estate, and what happens if there's a mistake in the chalukah of the estate among the brothers. Then the Gemara is going to go back to the topic of shlichus and get into the sugya toward the end of the daf of Ein Shliach Lidvar Aveira. And that sugya is going to take us into tomorrow's daf as well, Be'ezras Hashem. So let's begin. We are at Hanicha L'Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha, four lines from the end of the page, on daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, Hanicha L'Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha. I understand very well, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who darshins from the pasuk of Vishachtu Aso Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael, that it says by Korban Pesach, to teach me the concept of Shluchos Shalom Kamoso, El Rabbi Yonasan, the Mabek Lai Krol LeDrash Achrina Minolan. But according to Rabbi Yonasan, who uses that very same pasuk to teach me an entirely different din, where does he know the din that Shluchos applies to Kachin? So, Detaini, where do we find that Rabbi Yonasan uses that very same pasuk for another din? We have a brisa that Rabbi Yonasan Omer. How do I know that all of Klal Yisrael are yotzei their chiyuv with one carbon Pesach, that one sheep that's shechted on behalf of everybody, even though obviously not every member of Klal Yisrael is going to get a sheer kezayis to eat from that carbon Pesach, but everyone will at least be yotzei the mitzvah of the hakrava of the carbon Pesach. Obviously not the mitzvahs achilas carbon Pesach, which will require a kezayis, but at least the mitzvahs hakravas carbon Pesach. So Shneimar, because the pasuk says when it comes to the shechitas karm pesach, v'shachtu also kol kahal adas Yisrael bein arbayim, that kol kahal adas Yisrael shechted bein arbayim, and that's difficult. V'chi kol kahal kulam shechtim, is everybody, the entire tzibor, shechting the karm pesach? V'alo eino shechit aleichad, there's only one person that's shechting the karm pesach, just like any karban, and only has one person that does the shechita. El mikan shekol Yisrael yotzim pesach echad. So Rabbi Yonasan says, oh, what you see from here is that even though not every person gets a kezayis to eat from the Korban Pesach, because since the achila is not ma'akev the mitzvah sakravas ha-Pesach, it's good enough that a kohen is zorik the dam l'shem everyone who's registered on that Korban Pesach. So that's what we see, that you could all be yotze, everyone could be yotze that mitzvah of Korban Pesach. It is important to realize, like we said, there is a separate mitzvah of achilas Korban Pesach, and that way in that sense a person has to shecht in a way where they're going to get a kezayis of meat, but there are two separate mitzvahs, meaning as far as the mitzvah of hakrava, they're yotzei. That's what the Gemara says, that if a person eats Korban Pesach achila gasa, so if he's yotzei, the Gemara is an expression that he's yotzei the mitzvah, but the mitzvah b'shleimusa he's not yotzei, that he wasn't yotzei the mitzvah in the proper way. So the Beis Halevi explains, what does that mean? That if a person eats an achila gasa, it means that he's not doing a mitzvah sachila, but he's still yotzei the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Now, in that sense, he's not just yotzei the mitzvah of Hakrava. There could be, even within the din of Achila, the Beis Halevi points out, two separate dinim. There could be a din that when you have a Korban that Sheyeh ochel, that it can't be nosar, that it has to be consumed by a human being through their mouth. That's she'ahein ne'echal, that it gets eaten. And then there's also a mitzvah sachila. When one has an achila gasa, it could be that that's a yehein ne'echal, that it got eaten, but that it's lo shmei achila. That's what the Gemara in Yuma says regarding Yom HaKippurim. It's not Yom HaKippurim, says regarding Yom HaKippurim, that if a person eats on Yom Kippur an achila gasa, he's not chayiv for eating an achila gasa in Yom Kippur, because achila gasa is lo shma achila. What does it mean achila gasa? So Tosos is mechalik that, you know, there are shnei mine achilas, achilas gasas. Sometimes achila gasa means I'm not really hungry, I'm full already, so I don't need any more food. So that's one type of achila gasa. That taka is called achila. However, there's another type of achila gasa where the thought of more food makes me want to vomit. That the idea of more food is so sickening to me because I'm so overly full. That kind of achila gasa is not even shmei achila, and that's what the Tosos points out. The Gemara in Yuma says that a person is not even chayiv for eating on Yom Kippur. So if a person comes right into Yom Kippur right after the Suda Mafsekes, probably at that point, if you want to eat, you're probably not, I mean, you're still not allowed to do it, but probably at that point, it wouldn't be chayiv, because that's the kind of achila gasa. So shliach b'kotcha minale, but again, according to Rabbi Yonasan, where is he going to learn the din of a shliach? By kotcha, he already uses this pasuk that relates to Karban Pesach to teach me a different din, that all of Klal Yisrael could be yotze with one Karban Pesach. So minay, he learns it from this very pasuk, that even though Rabbi Yonasan derives from this pasuk that everyone could be yotze with the same Karban Pesach, he's able to derive another din also from this pasuk, and namely that is the din of shlichus. Because how could it be that everyone's yotze with one Karban Pesach? Obviously, someone is shechting on behalf of all of them. So it's obviously working through the mechanism of shlichus, and therefore just by it has to be that the pasuk is relying on shlichus. Says Gemara, but wait, that doesn't tell me that there's a din of shlichus all the time. Maybe that only tells me that there's a din of shlichus when the guy who's doing the shechita is one of the owners of the karban. But how do I know that I could take someone who's not even a barachi, who's not connected at all to this mitzvah, and have him do the mitzvah for me? How do I know I can go send a guy to be mekadish the isha for me, even though he's not going to have any part of this relationship? He's not going to move in with us. He's not going to be part of it. But nevertheless, he could be the shliach, even though he's not a barachi, he's not a shutaf. So elamehacha. So rather, we learn from another pasuk that says by Karban Pesach also that shlichus applies to kachim, because the pasuk says by yikulem ish selaves avos selabayus, that it says that there should be one seh for every mishpachas beis av, and if there are a lot of people in that mishpachas beis av, they should take a seh for each bayus. So from the fact that it says it peloshim yachid, it sounds like that if one of the bnei mishpacha or one of the bnei bayus takes the seh on behalf of everybody and appoints everybody else on the karban, he's considered as if they all, it's considered as if they all took the seh, because the pasuk says then b'lashram b'yikhu in the plural. So you see that it works to have a shlichus. It says one of hasam nami. Maybe by the pasuk b'yikhu lem ish, the reason that it works is the islay shutaf is bagavayu. It's because the guy who's taking the seh is also a shutaf in it. So you have the same problem with this source that we had with the previous source. So Gemara says that it could be that we could still prove from this pasuk that shlichus works by kachim, because im kain, if the pasuk is only telling me that shlichus works when someone is a shutaf in that karban, trey kray lamedli. Well, I already had the previous pasuk to tell me that shlichus works when you're a shutaf in the karban. So imenu inyan lehechad shayich, imenu lehechad lo shayich. So it must be that we apply the principle of imenu inyan, that if I have two psukim that both happen to speak about a case where the shliach is a shutaf in the karban and that the shlichus works, well, I don't need two psukim to teach me that. So it must be one of those psukim teaches me that a shliach can work when he's a shutaf in the karban, and the other pasuk teaches me that a shliach can work even when he's not a shutaf in the karban. So now the Gemara says, but I'm still not sure that that's such a great answer. Haimi by Leil Rabbi Yitzchak, but that pasuk of Yikhu Lahem Ish is not really extra from which you can learn shlichus. We already need that pasuk for the drush of Rabbi Yitzchak. Da'am Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, you know why it says Ish, that when it describes the guy who takes the sheep for the whole group? Because Ish Zocha V'lo Katan Zocha, that an Adam Gadol, a person who's over bar mitzvah, could be Zocha for other people, and he could be Kono or Mekabel Matana for other people, and he could then even appoint them on the Karban Pesach. But a Katan is not able to be Mizah tzedakah for other people, and he can't be a shliach for them. So all we see from these two psukim is, number one, you see that someone who's a shutaf in the carbon can be a shliach for the carbon, and second, you see that that guy who's a shutaf who could be a shliach also needs to be a gadol if he's going to appoint other people on the carbon. But we still do not necessarily see the general concept of shlichus. And the Gemara, who the din that a katan is not allowed to be zocha la'acherim, is me ish l'fi achlo nafka. It's derived from ish l'fi achlo. So from there, Rabbi Yitzchak derives his din that since the Torah is memayit a katan, that he's not able to appoint other people in Karban Pesach, who adin any ma'isa shlichus is not able to be mezaka other people for. And therefore, the pasuk v'yichulem ish is still extra to teach me the general concept of shlichus. So it says Gemara va'akati, but still it's going to be difficult. How can you say that the din that a katan is not able to be a shliach for other people is derived from the pasuk ish l'fi achlo, but mi bayile we the shochnin as pesach aliyachid? We already need that pasuk to tell me that you're allowed to shech karm pesach even for a single individual. You don't have to shech the dafka for a chabura, dafka for an entire group of people, and that din is derived from the pasuk ish l'fi achlo, which is said b'loshon yachid. So it sounds like the karm pesach shechted even for an individual. So you have to say that the din that a katan cannot be a shliach is derived from v'yichulahem ish, and therefore Akasha goes right back. Where do I know the concept of shlichus from? I don't have any free psukim to tell me the general concept of shlichus. Sans the Gemara, Savila Kaman Diamar Ein Shochten as a Pesach Al Yachid. Very simple. We're assuming, like the Shita, that you cannot shech the Karban Pesach for a single individual, like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in Pesachim Daf Sadi Aleph, who derives that from the fact that it says by Karban Pesach Lo Sucha Lizboch Es HaPesach Ba'achad Sha'arecha, and he darshens the word Ba'achad to mean B'Lashon Yachid, that you're not allowed to shech the Karban Pesach Ba'achad, for an echad, for an individual, for a single individual. So since Rabbi Yonasan holds that Karban Pesach cannot be shechted for a yachid, so therefore you can learn from the pasuk Ish L'fi Achlo that a katan cannot be a shliach, because Ish L'fi Achlo is not there to teach me that you can check the Karban Pesach for a yachid, because you can't. So it must be that it's there to teach me that a katan is not a bar shlichus, which then frees up the pasuk of Yikulam Ish to teach me the general din of shlichus. Good, so now I know the general din of shlichus by kachim. So once the Gemara brings the makor from where we learn shlichus, the Gemara asks on Rav, who learns it from somewhere else. Ve'lahadam Rav Gidol Amarav Minayin Shlichus Shlom Kamoso. Rav Gidol Amarav said, no, you know where I know Shlichus Shlom Kamoso from? Shenamar V'nasi Echad Nasi Echad Mimata. The pasuk continues, Tikhu Linchal Sa'aretz. So the pasuk is talking about that at the time of the Chalukah Sa'aretz to the various Shvatim, a Nasi was chosen from each Shevet that was involved in the Chalukah on behalf of his Shevet, and he was Zocha on their behalf, whatever they got based on their Goral. So Rav learns the din of shlichus for all dinei Torah from that, because the Nasi was the shaliach of the members of his shevet, and just like his shlichus works by chalukas haaretz, so too shlichus should work for kalat harukula. So the Gemara is asking, why does Rav need to learn shlichus from chalukas haaretz? Typically shlichus mehacha, why can't he learn it from kachim and gerishin and the whole drasha that we had yesterday? So v'shalach v'shilcha, right, by gerishin, and now we're possible various psukim by kachim. So says Mar Vitizbra the Hashlichusu. Wait, you think that Chalukas Haaretz by the Nasi was done by through the mechanism of shlichus, and you can learn from there to Kala Tarukula that shlichus works? Va katanim lav bnei shlichus ninu. By Chalukas Haaretz there were katanim involved, and katanim are not shayach in dinim of shlichus at all. They can't be shlichim for other people, and other people cannot be shluchim for them. Ella, so it must be that the drasha the Rav makes from the pasuk by Chalukas Haaretz was ki had the Rav Baravuna was like the drasha of Rav Baravuna. Dam Rav Baravuna, Rav Gidol Amrav, minayin shazachin adam shlo b'fanav. How do I know that you could be zocha for a person even without them even realizing it, as long as it's something that's beneficial to them? Shenamar v'nasi echad, nasi echad. Pasukim matzah tichulin chalas haaretz. So among the people who were nochal Eretz Yisrael were katanim, and any maisa that's done on behalf of katanim, it's as if it's done shalom yidiyasam, even if they're aware of it. But since they're not b'nei das, it's as if they're unaware of it, because it's Das doesn't count for anything. It's Lomal of Lomarid. And nevertheless, the Nasi is able to be Zocha for the Chelek of the Ketanim on their behalf. So that's not because that must be because Zachal Adam Shalom B'Fanav. That's something that's a Zuchus for a person you're allowed to do even without your Yediya. So the Gemara questions, how can you learn from the Chalukas Haaretz the din of Zachal Adam Shalom B'Fanav? V'tizbra Zuchusu, you think Chalukas Haaretz is only a Zuchus that for the guy that you're nochel for, that you yarshin his plot of land for, and there's no tzad chova at all, and from there you can learn zachal adam shalom b'fanav. Zachal adam shalom b'fanav means it's purely beneficial for a person. I see a $20 bill on the street, I think, oh, my friend would like $20. There's no downside to having $20, so I pick it up, and I'm zocha for him. There's no downside for the person. Is chalukas ha'aret something that has no downside? Ha'chova nami ika. Of course there's a downside. There's a chova. Dika dinichale bahar velo nichale bebeka. People are picky about the exact kind of land that they want to have. Some people like mountainous air. They like the fresh, clean air of the mountain and the breeze that they get up there. And some people like land on flat land in the bebeka. Vika dinichale bebeka velo nichale bahar. And some are just the opposite. So if you get the kind of land that doesn't really interest you, and you would have preferred a different type of land, so there's a tzad chova, because you're entitled to something. Why should you get the land that you don't like? So don't tell me I can learn zach and ladam shlo b'fanav from chalukas ha'aretz. So the Gemara explains Rav's drasha from the pasuk by chalukas ha'aretz a little bit differently. Ve'ela k'd Rava barav huna, da amar Rava barav huna amar Rav Gidol amar Rav. Rava barav huna says in the name of Rav Gidol amar Rav, minayin li yisomim shabo lachlok b'nichse avi and shabezin ma'amidin l'anapetrabas. How do I know that if yisomim are dividing their father's estate that Beis Din establishes an apotropos to give each yosom the proper portion of Yerusha and to watch over that portion and to be metapel in it until the children get old enough to take care of it themselves, and also if there's any tainas on it to be omid bedin and to show up to the court case, loch velizkos, both luchov and luzuchus. So the Gemara stops Rav in the middle and just says loch v'mai. If Beis Din knows that they're causing a chova to the yosomim through appointing this apotropos, why would they be mamin an apotropos that's a chov for the yisomim? No, ella lachuv almanas lizkos. No, what Rav meant is that Beis Din is mamin an apotropos who lechadchila in order to be to stand in the place of the ketanim for the zuchus, even if it's going to cause a chova from what he does. But nevertheless, if his point and his kavana and the Beis Din's kavana was trying to be mezaka for the yisomim, so then they were well within their rights to appoint this guy as an apotropos. We can't guarantee results, but we can guarantee that we're trying our best to do what's right for the yisomim. So the Gemara says, Tamalomar, so how do I know this? That this din, that you're memana apotropos for yisomim, lochav almanas lezakos? Because the pasuk says, v'nasi echad, nasi echad mimata tikhu. That the nasi who's a mechalik, the Eretz Yisrael, and he's zocha for all the b'nei shevet, is doing it in order to be zocha for them. So it's just that sometimes a person's not going to be so happy with exactly what he got. So that's like a loch of almanas lezakos. So just like the mice, the actions of the nasi work, even though it causes a chov, but since he's there, I'll be based in. And apotropos, who's yorid the nechse yisomim, berishus based in order to be mezaka for them, even though it causes a chov for them in the end, it works. His maisim work. So according to Rav, who derives from chalukas haaretz to chalukas apotropos pei yisomim, that you could even do something that's going to be a chov almanas lezakos. So you understand that how Rav derives from here the din of zechiyah ladam shalom b'fanav, because the zechiyah ha'apotropos is also midin zachon ladam shalom b'fanav. It's just that the chachamim had a special kula that even if the result is a chova, we're still going to say zachon ladam shalom b'fanav, because the intention is purely a zechus, and it's the best system we could have, meaning we need something. There's no way to guarantee anything, and you certainly can't leave the yasam up to himself. So therefore this is a valid source for the concept of zachon ladam shalom b'fanav. Once we're on the topic of apotropos, so says the Gemara, Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Yisomim Shabo Lachlok B'nichse Aviyem. If Yisomim come to divide their father's estate, Beis Din Ma'amidin L'Apotropos, Beis Din establishes an apotropos for these Yisomim to take care of the estate. Uborim Lem Chelek Yafa, and the apotropos chooses for each katan an equal portion to what his brothers have, in order that he should have a Chelek Yafa, something that's appropriate for each child, because Beis Din becomes the Aviyem Shal Yisomim, and therefore they have to put the right people in charge, and they have to take care of the Yisomim. When if the Yisomim grow up and one of them says, you know what, I'm not happy with the Chalukah, I would have loved to have been in the room and they were deciding what I'm going to get, because I don't think I got a fair shake, I don't think I got the right portion. So Yichalim Limchos, then they could make a Macha'a and be Mevatel the entire Chalukah and say, okay, now we're all adults, now let's divide the estate again and let's do it right this time. Renachman Didei Amar Bar Rav Nachman, even though he quoted Shmuel as saying that Higdilu Yichalim Limchos, Rav Nachman himself disagreed with Shmuel, and he holds, Im Higdilu Einam yichalim limchos. No, when they grow up, they do not have the right to make a macha. Dim kein, because if you're going to say that when they grow up, they can make a macha on what Beis Din did, makach Beis Din yafa. What rights did Beis Din have? What did Beis Din, what was the power that was granted to Beis Din if everything Beis Din does is just going to be undone when the kid grows up? So in order to give koach to the Beis Din in establishing that apotropos, we have to make it that this apotropos is the final say, and that's gonna be the chalukah. So ask the Gemara of the Chi Isla, Rav Nachman, Imken Makoach Beis Din Yafa. Wait a second. Does Rav Nachman in general hold that the Makoach Beis Din Yafa, that being mevatel what a Beis Din did is considered a zilzul in the covenant of Beis Din, and therefore we say that whatever they decide has to be final? Vahatnan. But don't we have a Mishnah in the end of Maseches Ksubas that tells us Shum Hadayanim, that when Dayanim make an assessment of the value of certain nechasim in order to sell it and to pay a chov with it, shepichsu shus, that they're off in their assessment by 1/6 of the value, olusirush shus, so they're off in the other direction by 1/6 of the value, michran batel, the mecher is batel, and therefore it gets cancelled. Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees, and he says michran kayam, that the sale is binding, the imkain, because otherwise, if the sale were cancelled, makach bezin yafa, what was the koch of Bezin by doing the shum in the first place, by doing the assessment in the first place, if we're not going to trust their assessment and allow it to be final? So the Gemara concludes the kasha. That it was Rav Nachman who passes like the Chum, that the Mekach is batal. So apparently Rav Nachman is not moved by the argument of Imkein Makloch Bezin Yaf, that it's going to be a zilzul in the Beis Din to not follow through on what they decide. So why is it by the assumption that a Cholik Alpi Beis Din, does Rav Nachman hold that they can't be mocha because they can't be mevatel the chalukah because imkein makoach bezin yafa? It's a stira in Rav Nachman. So says Rav Lo Kasha, had ta'u had lo ta'u. The Mishnah of Shuma Dayanim is somewhere where they made a mistake. They were off by in the valuation by 1/6 in one direction or the other. So therefore, Rav Nachman says we're not choshish for the covered bezin when bezin obviously made a mistake. But the chalukah of the apotropos, where the chalukah is going to be kayim, even if one of them makes a macha, is where there was no obvious mistake. It's just that one of them says, as I grew up, I decided that I really like horseback riding, and it's really rough to do that on mountains. It's much easier to do that on a flat ground. You weren't a horseback rider when you were 2 years old and I got this estate for you. They didn't make a mistake. They gave him a reasonable piece of property. He just decided when he got older that he would have preferred a different piece of property. So it says, but wait, if he didn't make any sort of mistake, what kind of macha is he going to make? So it says, the macha that he would make is he would have preferred something more to the north, more to the south, but there was nothing wrong with the karka that he got. It's just that he's not particularly happy with that location. It turns out he bought a house on the other side of the property, in that direction. It would have been nice if he would have had houses near each other, something like that. So his taina is a location taina. It's not a mistake in the assessment kind of taina. So once we're talking about an apotropos for Yesomim Daketi Yerusha, so now the Gemara discusses what happens if brothers divide an estate, a regular Yerusha, and there's a mistake in the division. So Amar Rav Nachman, Ha'achin Shecholko Arein Kilukuchos. When brothers divide an estate of their father, it's considered as if each one is a lokeach, that each one buys out his brother's portions and whatever he gets, and in exchange for that he gives them his share of whatever it is that they're getting, and therefore they made a mistake in the assessment of the nechasim, we view it as the regular dinim of onah and mekach umemkar, because it's an exchange. I'm giving you my ownership of that field in exchange for your ownership of the field that I'm going to keep for myself. So if we're off in terms of the assessment of the property, it's a regular sale. So if at the time of the chalukah they made a mistake in the evaluation, pachos mishsos nikna mekach, so you follow the regular dinim of hoda'a. If the mistake was off by less than 1/6, then the chalukah is kayam and no one is able to be ma'arer in it, because that's the din by any mekach umemkar, that if you sell an object for 1/6 less than its value, it's like something is worth worth 60 and you sell it for 50 and a pruta, so the mocher was cheated, or it's sold for more than its value, pachos, than 1/6, a little bit less than 1/6. So then the mekach is kayim, because the derech of the olam is to be mochel up until that amount of money, because it's yef shal tzamtzim to always make sure that you get it exactly on the nose, that you can get the exact assessment. So we allow for some margin of error, and that margin of error we allow to is up to 1/6. Now, if at the time of the chalukah they made a mistake of yasrosus, that even of more than 1/6, even a mashahu more than 1/6, like it was worth 60 and you got it for shivim upruta, for shivim and a little bit, batel mekach, then the mekach is going to be batel, and everything, and they have to redivide everything, just like by mekach memker, that's the din, that it's batel mekach. Shus, if you get it right on the money, that's exactly 1/6 off, not like right on the money in terms of accurate, but if it's exactly 1/6 off, then kana umachzer ona'a, then the kinyan is valid, but you do have to reimburse for the mistaken amount, so you have to pay him back for the mistaken amount. So if it's less than 6, you don't even need to reimburse, it's just that the sale is final, everyone's mochel. If it's more than 6, the whole sale is cancelled, and if it's exactly 6, the sale is binding, but the fellow needs to be reimbursed. So Rava modifies these klalim that Rav Nachman said by Ona'a, and Amar Rava, Hada Amaran, that which we said, that if the brothers make a mistake by the chaluk of the Nechasim, of Pachs Mishus, Nikna Mekach, that the chaluk is going to be Kayam, Lo Amaran El Delo Shav Yishliach. That's only if you didn't appoint a Shaliach in the division of the estate. Aval Shav Yishliach, but if you hired someone, you made someone your shliach to represent you to divide the estate, so Amar, then the one who was cheated, even if he was just cheated by a little bit, can say that I made you a shliach to do what's beneficial for me, not to mess me up, and by messing up even by a little bit, you were doing not right by me, and therefore the whole shlichus is batal. You aren't my shliach for that. And also that which we said, that if it's off by more than 1/6, then the whole mekach is batal. Lo amaran ella de lo amar nefligun b'shuma de bedina. That's only when they didn't say to each other, "Let's go divide based on the assessment of Beis Din." They made their own assessment. Aval amar niflug b'shuma de bedina. But if they said initially, "We're going to divide based on whatever the shuma's Beis Din is," michran kayim. Then no matter how badly mistaken Beis Din was, the chalukah is going to be kayim, because when they said that, they were being makabel whatever assessment Beis Din is going to make. So even if the Beis Din made a terrible mistake, ditnan, because the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Ksubos, Shuma Dayanim, when Beis Din assesses Nechasim in order to collect for people who own money, Shepichsusos always Sirusos, and their assessment is off by 1/6 in one direction or the other, Michron Batal, Rav Shungum Liel Omer, Michron Kayim, that the Mecher is Kayim, and Rava's Paskening like Rav Shungum Liel, and therefore by the Achim as well, when they say Niflug Rishum Dedina, it follows rules of Beis Din, and if you're passing Rishum Gamliel, it means Mechron Kayim, that when once Beis Din's in charge, so then we're going to follow whatever it is that Beis Din says. So Rava then has a third limitation on the klal that Rav Nachman said. V'hada amaran shus kana umachzir ana'a, and that which we said, that if it's off by exactly 1/6, so then the kinyan is chal, you just have to return the extra money, lo amaran el b'metaltali, that's only if they were dividing metaltali, and av b'mekarki'i, eino na'a l'karkos. But when it comes to karka, then there's a rule of eino na'a b'karkos. When the Torah says the din of na'a, it says v'chisimkru memkra l'misecha l'kana miyala misecha al tonu ish es achiv. So miyala misecha means that davaranital miyad liyad. The Gemara b'mitzia darshan, it has to be something that can be handed from one person to another, meaning it's metaltalin. So the isra of metaltal of ona'a is only said by metaltalin, but by karka there is no ona'a at all. That's how Rashi learns. The Ramban ala Torah writes that the Torah's ashara of al sonu ish es achiv is said even about karkaos. And when it says ein ona'a likarkaos, it means for the dinam of tashlumin that we say by ona'a, that the chiyuv tashlumin is only by metaltalin. That in sus kana umachzir ona'a pachus mishus mekach chayim, and that's going to be only by metaltalin. That's the shita of the Ramban. Now, why is it that there's no dinim of tashlumin of ona'a when it comes to karka? So the Ramban explains, because in the beginning of the pasuk it says v'chisimkru, which is b'lashon rabin. So that's an ashara both to the mocher karkaos as well as to a mocher metaltalin. Whatever it is that you're being mocher, simkru in the plural. So the isra of ona'a applies to karka and to metaltalin as well. And then it says, oh, kana in the lashon yachid. Sounds like that the ona'a is only on one of the two previous cases. Which of the two previous cases? Miyad amisecha, davranito miyad liyad. It's only metaltalin. So since the Torah is mechalik between metaltalin and karkaos, that apparently they don't have exactly the same din. Misvara, the chiluk between them is bedine tashlumin. That since it's the derech of people to be mochel by karka on ona'a of less than shlus, just like it's the derech to be mochel on metaltalin on ona'a of less than shlus. So therefore, in terms of the payments, we're going to say the same. That's how the Ramban explains the chiluk. So anyway, what the Gemara did over here is, so far we said that that we had these three basic rules of ona'a. That if the ona'a is by more than a sixth, then it's batal mekach. If the ona'a is by less than a sixth, the mekach is kayim and everything stays the same. And if the ona'a is exactly a sixth, the mekach is kayim, but you return the money. And what we did is we added a detail, Rava added a detail within each of those three dinim. Within the din of pachos mishsus, that the mekach is absolutely kayim, that's only if you didn't appoint a shliach. But with the shliach, you could say, I only sent you for my benefit, not to harm me. Within the din of Yesim Shus, that the Mekach is totally batel, that's only if you didn't accept in advance that you can accept whatever the Dayanim say. But if you accept in advance that you can do whatever the Dayanim say, then even if it's more than a Shus, you have to keep to your word. And when we said that, if it's exactly a Shus, that the Mekach is Kayim, but you have to pay the money back, that's only by Metaltlin, but by Karka, there's Eino No Le Karkos, and therefore the payment doesn't have to be made back. Ubim Karkai, and that which we said, there's no din of ona'a by karkos, lo amran ela depalug bi'iluya. That's only when they divide the karkos based on an assessment, their father left them a lot of fields in a lot of different places. Some of them are good fields, some of them are not such good fields, and one of them took his chelek in the good karka, and his other one took his chelek in a larger portion of bad karka, and they made an assessment that the two of them are worth the same, that the larger plot of land that's not as good is just as valuable as a much smaller, higher quality plot of land. And then it turns out they made a mistake. So that's where there's no ona'a. Avol plug b'mishchasa. But if they divided the karka based on not assessing the value, based on measurements, and they made a mistake in the measurement, they each thought they were getting exactly a football size, a football field size or something like that, and one of them got half a football field, then lo, then you're not going to have a din of ona'a b'karkaos, of ein ona'a b'karkaos. You will have a din of ona'a, because in that sense, karka is like metaltlin. And since the mistake was in a measurement, there is a din of ona'a, and the whole chalukah will be batal legamri, even if they made a mistake b'mashu. Kidda Rabba, like Rabba explained, Dama Rabba called Dover Shem Midav Shem Mishkel Shem Minyan, anything that's sold and is divided based on measurement or weight or counting a quantity of things, afilu pachs mikte ona'a nami chozer, then even if you're off by even less than ona'a, because it's such an obvious mistake, that's not the kind of thing that people are mochel. You go to the store and you buy a dozen eggs and there are only 11 eggs in there, people aren't mochel on that. I bought a dozen eggs, it's sold by the number, they're supposed to be exactly 12. Ah, but it's less than 1/6 of a mistake, I don't care, it's supposed to be, we know what the number is, we know how to count to 12. So now the Gemara goes back to discuss dinim of shlichus, in particularly shliach l'dvar avera. And this is a sugya that's going to take us well into tomorrow's daf. V'haditznan, that which the Mishnah says in Masechta Baba Kama, hashaleach ha-sabi'ir bi'al-cher shoto v'katan, that a person who gives a burning hot coal to a cher shoto or katan, who doesn't have any das to make sure that it doesn't cause any damage, and sure enough, the kid goes and he does damage with it, patur midin yadim, Bezin is not mechayiv the mishaleach to pay the nezek, and it's not considered as if he himself did the damage, so he's patur midin yadim. There's nothing Bezin could do to make him pay, but chayiv b'dinei shamayim. He's chayiv in onesh b'dinei shamayim. It's just that, and therefore, if he pays down here, he'll be potter from that onesh b'dinei shamayim. Shilach b'ad pikeach. If you give that same burning hot coal to a pikeach, to an adult who knows better, so pikeach chayiv, then the pikeach is going to be the one that has to pay for his damages, whereas the mishaleach is potter entirely, even midine shamayim. So, frankly, Gemara va'amai, why should the pikeach have to pay neimah shluch shalom kamoso? Shouldn't he say, I wasn't acting on my own behalf, I was the shliach of the fellow that gave me this this torch that with which I torched the city and burnt the whole place down with. I was his shliach, so he should be the one that has to pay. So says Mer, no, shiny hasam, when you send someone to do damage, we don't say shluch shom kamoso, rather we say dein shliach, the dvar avera, that you can't be a shliach to do an avera, he's not considered kamoso. The mishalech does not become chayiv with what the shliach does, it's considered as if the shliach is acting on his own. Why is it dein shliach the dvar avera? So Gemara says the famous line, da aminan, because we say divrei arav, the divrei talmid, divrei mishomim, that when master tells you to do something and the subservient one, the Talmud, tells you to do the opposite, who are you going to listen to? Certainly you're going to listen to the Rav. So it's up to the Shliach to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Rav, and not to the Mishaleach, who is the Talmud. And therefore the Mishaleach is Pater, because he katayna that I never imagined that he would listen to me. Why would he listen to me when I told him to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So even though he did what I told him to do, it wasn't really my Shlichus, because I never could have imagined that he would listen to me. So that's the svara that a number of the Rishonim quote, that it's not that he should have known better not to listen to me, but I really knew that he was going to listen to me. It's that he wasn't my shliach because I never imagined he was going to listen to me. I was saying it, but I didn't think he was actually going to do it. So what if you did think he was actually going to do this? That's what the post can point out, that if the shliach is a mumar who doesn't care about averos, then the mishaleach cannot say, I didn't know that he was going to listen to me, and then taka the mishaleach is going to be chayiv. That's how the Ramah paskins in Shulchan Aruch, that if you send a mumar to do an avera for you, and he goes and he does damage, then you're going to be chayiv. However, other mefarshim say that since the shliach should have listened to the divrei arav and not to the divrei talmud, he's considered in his shlichus as being violating divrei Rav, so we don't say a din of shlichus at all when you're in violation of divrei arav, because the din shlichus is learned from psukim by gerushin, by truma, by kachim, and all these matters where there is no avera. So it could be that the entire concept of shlichus only kicks in when there is no avera. And if that's the case, then it's not going to make enough commitment. It's not going to make any difference whether the guy's a mumar or not. There's just simply no concept of shlichus when it comes to avera. So that's against the Rama. That's Rabbi Kivega points out. That's the other svara of how to understand divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishomim. So the Gemara asks on this klal, an ein shliach l'dvar avera, v'hadetanya, that which we learned, shliach shaloas shlichuso, someone who had money of hegdish and he made a mistake and he thought that they were chulin and he gave them to a shliach to buy him something with that money, but the shliach didn't do what he was told to do and he bought something else. So who's in violation of meila? Shliach ma'al. It's the shliach that's in violation of meila, because he didn't do what he was supposed to do. He bought something that was not what the mishaleach had sent him to do. But also shlichuso, if I give my shliach hegdish money and I tell him to go buy me something and he buys exactly what I told him to buy me, balabayis mal, then I, the mishaleach, the balabayis, is the one that's in violation of me'ila and has to bring the carbon me'ila, not the shliach. But if ain't shliach the dvar avera, then kiyasa shlichus of the balabayis, balabayis mi'amal, amai, name ain't shliach the dvar avera. Why is it that when he does the shlichus of the balabayis, do we say that the balabayis is in violation of me'ila? What happened to ain't shliach the dvar avera? It shouldn't be the balabayis' me'ila, it should be the shliach's me'ila. So says Gemara, it's true that there is a rule of ain't shliach the dvar avera. Me'ila just happens to be an exception to that rule. Shiny me'ila, the din of shlichus by me'ila, is different than every other shlichus for avera in the Torah, because even though normally ain shlich ledvar avera, diyalfa chet chet mitruma, me'ila is derived with exereshava chet chet from truma. It says in the Torah, nefesh kisim al mal v'chata bishkaga mikache Hashem, and by nochal truma it says v'lo yisu alav chet. So we darshin that it's a exereshava ma truma mashvi shliach, and just like by truma we know there's a din of shliach. We learned yesterday, so af me'ila mashvi shliach, by me'ila also there's a din of shlichus. So says Gemara, okay, but now that you've proven that there's din of shlichus l'dvar avera by me'ila, v'neilif mina, why don't we learn a binyan av to kala tarukula that there's shliach l'dvar avera from me'ila? Then now that I know in one case there's a din of shliach l'dvar avera, it should be in every case. No, mishum davi me'ila u'shlichus yad shneksum aban kechad, because there's a second case where the Torah tells me yeh shliach l'dvar avera, and that's by shlichus yad the pikadon. Because shnei ksuvim aban kechad ein melamdin. And the rule is when you have shnei ksuvim aban kechad, those are assumed to be the exceptions. Those are not considered to be the rule. Mi'ila hada amaran. Mi'ila we already gave where we learn that yesh shliach l'dvar aveira by mi'ila shlichus yad ma'hi. What's the story with shlichus yad? Where do we see that there's shliach l'dvar aveira by shlichus yad? Titanya, because the brisa talks about the din of shomer chinam, where the pasuk says v'nikvav v'alabayis eluhim to the dayanim im lo shliach yado b'meleches re'ehu, that the shomer chinam that says that the object that he was put in charge of watching was stolen has to swear that he was not mishaleach yad, that he didn't take it, he didn't use it for his own purposes without the permission of the balabais, and then he's going to be put from paying for the geneva. And it says that al kol dvar pesha, that if there was a pesha that happened with this object, he has to pay for it. Beishamay om. So Beishamay says from that lashon of the pasuk, we learn that lechayev al machshava, that the shomer is chayev, that if he had a machshava before it was stolen, the shomer decided that he wants to be shaleach yad kimaisa, as if he was actually shaleach yad. Ubeisilal omrim. Beisilal says eino chayev ad sheyishlach bo yad shenamar im lo shilach yadav, that it sounds like he has to actually be shilach yadav. So Amr Beishamay Beisilal valo nemar al kol dvar pesha. Amr Beisilal Beishamay Beisilal says back to Beishamay lo nemar al lo shilach yadav latzreyu. So Amr Beishamay Beisilal im kein al kol dvar pesha lameli. So Beishamay says Beisilal, what do you do with al kol dvar pesha sheyachol ein li ella? Who? Amr la'avdo l'shlucho minayin. How do I know that even if you tell your eved or your shliach to be shaleach yad v'bikadon, that the shomer is going to be chayev and not the one who actually does it? Tamalomer kol dvar pesha. So for you see, kol dvar pesha. So Beisil says, you see, beshlichus yad v'bikadon, that yeshliach l'dvar avera. So now we have mi'ila and shlichus yad v'bikadon, where we have yeshliach l'dvar avera, and from there we learn shneiks v'rabban kechad, that everywhere else we're going to say ein shliach l'dvar avera. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow in Yom Kippur we'll begin with hanicha l'Beis Hillel. Everyone should have a gemar chesima tova, a good yantif, a good yantif.